Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
More WWE releases expected. More. There's a backstage update on Adam Cole's recent meeting with Vince McMahon to discuss his current contract situation. A released WWE superstar was spotted at last week's episode of SmackDown. And then we've also got that WWE is now more profitable than it was during its Attitude Era heyday. This is the news. This is Solo Sunday News. I am not Gareth Morgan. Unfortunately, you're stuck with myself, Andrew Pollard. So I don't quite have the beauty or the charms as Gareth, but it's Sunday. It's news time. There's plenty to get into. Before we get into that, be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff, and support us here at What Culture Wrestling. But yes, first up, there are still apparently more WWE releases to come, and this is being billed as a regular occurrence going forward. This was per Sean Ross Sapp at Fightful Select, who reported from one of his WWE sources that, yeah, mass releases expected to become the norm, and this seems to tie back to basically to how WWE has stockpiled talent dating back to, 2018. The plan then was they were looking to tie down as many talent as possible on long-term deals with some pretty hefty paydays as well, I remember at the time. But that plan was to then develop NXT to have several performance centers across the world, which would then become territories as such, for lack of a better term. That was hit. There was initial delays to that when the USA Network move for NXT came up. And then following that, there was this pandemic thing, which, speaking of which, I have an extremely dead arm today from having my second vaccination as of yesterday. But hey, dead arm's better than COVID. I'm not sure how this got in there. But yeah, that this is part of the reason why WWE has so many talent under its banner right now. And this seemingly is going to be the case of, right, we need to edge out more and more talent because we've signed so many people over these last, 3 years, 4 years. I lose track of the year because of that pandemic. But yeah, the WWE approach to this is it's only business. It's only business, guys. If we have to let you go, it's only business, regardless of the reported low morale and the backstage frustrations of its current roster. But hey, it's only business. And also an interesting note on this, while Nick Khan is the guy getting all of the flack for these releases, for Bray Wyatt getting released, for the 13 people who got released this past Friday, Bobby Fish, Mercedes Martinez, Thick Boy, Bronson Reed, anyway, if we went into that, I could be here all day. It's Sunday, so let's get cracking. But yeah, while Nick Khan is the person who gets a lot of the grief for these firings, it still comes down to it's Vince McMahon at the top of the food chain. This report from Fightful says that Vince still has final say. If there's anything he sees say you go to him with, right, here's a list of 13 people we're going to let go today, boss. And if Vince sees Bronson Reed, he can go, whoa, what are you doing? No, that guy's staying. But it is what it is, unfortunately. And it looks like it's going to be more releases expected throughout 2021. Maybe into next year. Hopefully that isn't the case because, Jesus, man, it's just, I'm sure I saw a stat yesterday. It might even have been from Sean Ross Sapp at Fightful, where I think it's 41 people have been released since June, which is nuts. And like over 100 since April. It's depressing reading. Anyway, moving on away from that stuff to Adam Cole, baby. Now, again, it was Fightful that first reported that Adam Cole was due to meet with Vince McMahon at this week's SmackDown because Adam Cole, in case you've been living under a rock, Adam Cole's current deal is due to expire basically the end of August. His deal had actually expired in July. He's currently working under a 1 month extension, which would see him through until the end of August, which would take him past his Takeover 36 match with Kyle O'Reilly, which has not been made official yet, but it's official. So Adam Cole met with Vince on Friday, and the meeting seems to have gone pretty well. They met before SmackDown started. So it was at in Tampa, I have it written down here, the Amalie Arena in Tampa, Florida. Now this meeting was supposedly set to happen originally the week prior, but it just made more logistical sense for Adam Cole to meet in Tampa rather than go to Minnesota, which was the home of the prior week SmackDown. The meeting has seemingly gone well. Vince McMahon treated it as a high priority, which is, that's good to hear, because Adam Cole's a really, really talented dude who offers so much and brings so much to the table. WWE officials were told that the meeting went extremely well and that Vince took a personal liking to Adam Cole. Now, the thing there is, like, the dude's been in your company for 4 years. I know Vince doesn't watch NXT. We know that. But it's like, he's been involved in some big moments and matches, even on the main roster. But hey, this seems like, by the sounds of it, it sounds like this is the first time Vince has really met Adam Cole and gone, you know what? He's a pretty cool guy. He's a pretty good dude. I like to keep him here. There's been pitches have already been made that for Adam Cole to go to Raw or SmackDown. Vince has said to him that, yeah, our plans are to get you to the main roster. Is that a good thing? I mean, it all comes down to Adam Cole and what he wants to do, really. I mean, if WWE are offering a massive deal to stay and move to Raw or SmackDown, you've got to think that this is like the dream of a lot of people growing up, a lot of wrestlers who are currently in the game. Their dream was always to get to WWE and to wrestle on Raw, at SmackDown, at SummerSlam, at WrestleMania, compete in the Royal Rumble. Does Adam Cole have those aspirations? Does he still have those aspirations? Maybe. And if so, it's, I don't know, maybe he resigns. But the meeting seems to have gone well from a WWE point of view. Obviously, no deal or anything has been signed. And there are those reports of AEW giving those glances from afar. Come on in. And let's face it, wherever Adam Cole goes, he has the talent to be as big as he wants to be. It's just, I don't know. You look at that May roster, you look at Karrion Kross, it's like, and that's a dude who's like, 6'2", but like a tank, has dominated for 2 years, and that's what they do with him. It's a tough call to make. It's a very, very tough call to make for Adam Cole. And also this, of course, you have to remember, this meeting with Vince McMahon took part on the same day, I believe a few hours prior to, the firing of Bobby Fish, Adam Cole's longtime friend, foe, rival, pal, Undisputed Era, stablemate. And it's like, right, okay, so does that news then come into it? Like, oh, okay, maybe it, I don't know. It's an ongoing thing, and there'll be plenty more on that, I'm sure, over the next couple of weeks. And also a little note as well with NXT, that Pete Dunne's contract is seemingly, the date of that expiry is the 1st of September. So you're in a situation where you've got Pete Dunne and you've got Adam Cole both working their last few weeks of NXT as it stands. How do you let this happen? But switching over to that Minnesota set SmackDown from last week, that's a really loose segue. And a former WWE superstar was there, a person who was released, again, talk about the releases, that this video is, any content lately is bogged down by WWE releases. But it was somebody who was released, I guess it was the first round of mass releases, which was last April, and it was Curtis Axel, the Axeman. I still think he should have had "I'm an Axeman," a play on Billy Gunn's Assman theme. Maybe that's just me. Or, you could have just called him Joe Hennig and really play off the heritage of Larry the Axe and Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig. But hey, he's Michael McGillicuddy, and then he's Curtis Axel. Anyway, regardless of that, he was backstage at last week's SmackDown. By all accounts, it just seems to be that he was just visiting pals because, again, it was in Minnesota. He's a Minnesota native, like his father and his grandfather before him. I would love to see Curtis Axel return to wrestling in some capacity. For me, it's like, I'd love to see him in the NWA. Whether that happens, who knows? But it just seems like a natural fit of, I don't know, with that sort of legacy. Curtis Axel was one of the many released on the 30th of April, I think it was, last year, after 13 years with the company. A one-time Intercontinental Champion, a two-time Raw Tag Team Champion with Bo Dallas, and I think it was David Otunga, the other one, as part of the Nexus or New Nexus or Nexus 7.0. Anyway, Curtis Axel last wrestled, a fun fact, on the 28th of February of last year, losing to Daniel Bryan in an episode of SmackDown. And he's yet to wrestle since. He's yet to resurface. 41 years of age, Joe Hennig. There's still, if he wants to, there's plenty in the tank still. I mean, the dude is a solid hand. This is a guy who, when The Rock was coming back for his returns, he'd be like the go-to guy who The Rock will train with. It'd be Joe Hennig, will be Curtis Axel. So that, like, that indicates how steady a hand he is in the ring and how valued he is by his peers. And by WWE in that regard, but still when it came to what they presented him as on TV, not so much so. But yeah, so Joe Hennig, Curtis Axel was backstage at last week's SmackDown. And now a final story, this one courtesy of Brandon Thurston at WrestleNomics, who is just forever putting out just great stats and numbers and does the number work that people as silly and stupid as me could never do. So big thanks for Brandon Thurston for this one. But WWE is now more profitable than it ever was during its Attitude Era heyday, which at first you're thinking, but the Attitude Era was white hot. This is like the biggest time in wrestling. It produced the hottest stars of the hottest time. Stone Cold Steve Austin running wild, dropping stunners, giving middle fingers. I hope YouTube doesn't pull that. And it was the Attitude Era was the Attitude Era. It's still held on the pedestal to this day, even though a lot of the matches were really short, even though a lot of the gimmicks were trashy, even though it was car crash TV, it was Jerry Springer-esque, but it was that car crash TV element that brought in so many more people to watch it than were watching WWF product prior. But yeah, when you think about it, regardless of that, of course, it makes sense that this would be more profitable these days because money. I feel like I should go into a Ted DiBiase rant there, but yeah, the big deals, the reason why WWE is more profitable now simply comes down to the demand for live sports broadcasts and the subsequent fees that companies can now charge, whether that's the NFL, whether that's the Premier League, whether that's NBA, whether that's whatever, or in this case WWE, or in this case sports entertainment, because we make movies, pal, it's not sports. Anyway, you've got to think that WWE, they have these massive, massive deals with Fox, with USA Network, with the deal with Peacock for the US access to the WWE Network, the general WWE Network that's for sale still across the world, which I'm just hoping everything that here in the UK, we do not have any sort of Peacock tie-in because it sounds dreadful. You've also got the international rights. I mean, over here, again, in the UK, it's BT Sports have coverage of WWE now. And you've got broadcasters all across the world paying their money to WWE for their product. And you've also got that we can't avoid it. There is Saudi Arabia throwing a whole load of money at Vince McMahon for two WWE specials per year, which the company obviously are now behind on because of the pandemic. So they're tied to Saudi Arabia for a little bit longer, kind of like the opposite of when WWE has those talents who get injured. And it's like, sorry, Jeff Hardy, you've been injured for 3 months, so we're going to extend your contract by 3 months. Saudi Arabia, well, you were supposed to give us two shows a year, brother. You didn't, so your contract's extended a little while. But yeah, it's just the numbers being brought in by WWE, the profit margins. We hear WWE championing for the last year or more about these record revenue numbers they're bringing in, while also on the same, I don't know, like left hand is going record revenue, brother. The other hand is going, yeah, but budget cuts across the board. So it's a stranger one. But a fun little stat I did dig up when looking into this, because ratings have never mattered less than they do right now. Regardless of what you hear, what you believe, the WWE TV ratings just do not matter. As a contrast, these record numbers, these record revenue numbers, these record profit margins are being brought in when Raw last week, for its 3 hours, averaged 1.82 million. One of the lowest in company history. Comparison, the Attitude Era, the highest rated Raw segment ever, The Undertaker versus Stone Cold Steve Austin on the 28th of June, 1999 Raw, sorry, there's an extra nine in there. That was watched by just under 11 million people. 11 million people, 1.82 million people. Where did you go? Where did you go? Anyway, that has been the Solo Sunday News with myself, Andrew Powell. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Let us know how you're getting on this weekend. I hope it's a good Sunday for you all. I hope you're having a good old time, whatever you're doing, whether it's you're working, whether you're just chilling out, whether you're going and visiting family, friends. Just have a good day. Have a good time. Be sure to come and give us a follow at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. But give me a follow if you want. I don't know. It'd be cool. Might not. at CulturedLeftPeg on Twitter. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.